It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 629.
It's Fat Fridays, and we got Liam
McClelland. That's how my kids say it.
Do they?
Yeah, they call themselves McClan.
McClan.
Yeah, it's McClan. Too hard. McClelland. Yeah,
thank you. I mean, you were too kind. You just have done a few of our Fat Fridays catering with help from
the Birdcage Cafe.
Yeah. And so,
thank you, Adrian.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adrian.
Today we've got egg cartons. It feels like quite sustainable, this sort of offering that you've presented to us.
Can you describe what
modern day?
Okay. So you've got the dippy eggs off the menu. So basically, you've got two eggs that were probably runny inside, but now with my commute might be a bit more pasty, but that's fine. That's a vibe too. And then you've got avocado and some chili and some other things that you can put into your eggs and a whole bunch of bread there to
perfect.
Do you have any suggestions?
I'll try one.
Oh, there's salt there. Yep. All right.
If I screw it up, you can.
Yeah, you might need to help baby.
Okay, baby. It's weird when I call you baby. It's so weird.
Well, it'd be worse if it was daddy.
Happy Harry's been calling me daddy because he knows how much I hate it. No. And so he's answering his face. Hello, daddy.
Oh, wow.
But he's moved to
bro. So much to unpack in that, isn't there?
He started calling me bro because his dad said that I'm like his big bro.
But he doesn't have a big bro.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've taken the place.
Okay, thank
you. Maybe just like chisel it off. Maybe we should have gone for a knife, but.
Look, I'm just going to.
There you go.
Perfect.
All right. Yeah. These are old school. I mean, this is got a few soldiers with it.
Yeah.
It's. I used to have something called coddled eggs.
What's that?
Coddled eggs, English dish. I used to see these things in our cupboard, and I was like, "What is that, Mum?" And she's like, "Oh, so you open it up? It's like a looks like a lid, metal lid that has a sort of like a ring stuck to it that you can put your finger through and lift the whole thing up." And so it's almost like picture a mug with a lid. And then what you do is you put that mug into hot water, and then inside the mug is eggs. And so it's doing this, but you don't have to crack any shell because you just undo the lid and it's already in there.
So you're boiling the egg in there?
Where's it from, Sevs? Coddled eggs. Where are they from? English dish.
What are you finding?
I've just got a coddled egg recipe.
Okay, how do you make them?
The ingredients.
It's easy cream.
Four teaspoons of heavy cream.
That's
what they recommend.
Slightly, yeah.
You set the codler inside the medium saucepan, fill with water, 3/4.
Yeah. How you going, Josh?
Yeah, I'm struggling.
It is. There's a fair bit. And there's also like a bacon mix here.
This is good.
Quite fiddly while doing a podcast.
It's an interactive meal, and maybe retrospectively interactive is problematic.
No, it's perfect. So International Women's Day is on Sunday.
Yes.
Are you doing, because your podcast, the whole premise is every big day.
Yes.
You have a guest on.
Yeah.
Have you got someone?
No. So what I decided, great question. Mm-hmm. But what I decided to do was Endo Month because I thought everyone's going to do International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. So let's bring a bit of endo. I mean, I'm sure anyone with endometriosis is like, oh my gosh, don't joke about
banter.
It. Yeah. I don't know if there's such thing as endo banter.
I feel like enough people have it that there should be some level of banter.
That's right.
So
I'm going to interview, I've got a girl who I used to work with who she's going to tell her story. Mm-hmm. She's told it on radio before and I think it'd be good to humanize something that you just sort of hear stats about.
Is endo similar polycystic ovaries? Is that a different thing?
I think it's a different thing.
Yeah, I've got no idea.
But look, I haven't done my endo research yet. What is endo?
Like how do you just...
Endometriosis.
Can you tell us, Mason?
Yeah. What's the official endometriosis?
I mean, Mr. 97.
A disorder in which tissue similar to the tissue that forms in the lining of your uterus grows outside your uterine cavity.
Mm. So painful. It feels like there's a bunch of things that women have to deal with in regards to that health shit that's very common that blokes just don't have to do. Mm. I guess that's one of them.
And also birthing babies.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that all.
It's all centered around that, right? Like endometriosis, isn't that?
Yeah, it's like reproductive, I suppose. It's in that camp. Yeah, there is a lot, isn't there? Mm.
How are you feeling with the podcast stuff?
It's good. I think I'm doing two more episodes and then I'm closing it and then I'm doing the next project, I think. So Endometriosis Month, and then the final one is Creativity and Innovation Month. I was actually going to invite you on for that. Oh, yeah. So sorry to put you on the spot, but if you're available.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love to.
So I'm thinking of getting maybe four different creative innovators and talking about how they do that, what their creative process is, mm-hmm. and then also doing a bit of a creative activity together.
Sure, I love that.
You should do your balls.
What?
Do your balls.
What's my balls?
Darodango.
Dorodango, which is like a clay ball from Japan. Have you heard, George, you love Japan.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Dorodangos?
No. Dorodangos.
Sorry.
What is it?
It's a clay ball.
Get excited, George. It's going to blow your mind, mate.
No, you make it. And over time, it's actually the official translation is mud ball. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Where do I sign up?
No, and so what you do is you create
it's a
ball.
Mud dumpling. That's sorry, mud the dumpling. Official.
Yeah. But so, you can't eat it. That's misleading. No.
But the idea is that over time, you smooth it all out so it becomes this perfectly
spherical
ball, and you can like put it in your house and stuff. And you sort of so anyway, I want to do that. So that. TJ's point around that, it takes a long time, so it's probably not something you can do in a session.
Maybe that's a side hobby.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, you could definitely talk about it.
Has there been any doomsday prep at the McLellan household?
Oh, yes.
That's how I'm going to do your name, by the McLellan. Do you like it or no?
It's all right. My last name used to be Supermus, and that's Macedonian, and so I encountered a lot of people calling me Spermy in high school. So now I feel like nothing is worse than that. Yeah. And I'm sorry, well, you've got your mouth full of stuff to say that, fine. But that was my experience. Bad choice. I'm so sorry. So now I don't mind about any last name banter because it doesn't seem as tough.
But have you done any doomsday prepping at your joint? Okay,
so I went to the shops yesterday just because I genuinely needed some toilet paper and there was just nothing there. And there was these two older ladies who were like, where's all the paper gone? And they were all angry. And then this Coles worker came up to them and she's like, don't even get me started on this. You know,
she's trying
people
to relate.
Are crazy and I'm going home. So it was really, sorry for all the acting, but it was really intense.
Nah. You were the worker.
That was intense. I believed it.
I really did. I felt like I was at
Coles.
Compelling
performance. Yeah.
Josh and I are the old grandmas.
So then my friend Holly called me and she said, look, I've been to five different shops today, supermarkets, no toilet paper, no nappies for her kid. So she's like, I've got a hack for you. Go to Bunnings because Bunnings have massive toilet rolls for like office buildings. Ah. So I said to my husband, hey, on the way home, can you grab it? So we literally can't fit it on the toilet holder. We've got these massive rolls.
Toilet paper for tradies? Yeah. Is it like big sort of, you know, just.
It's like, you know how like in the McDonald's toilets and things like that, they have those big canister ones?
Yeah, yeah, it's the big one.
We've just got a massive canister one.
So you just need to get now, like you need to install a whole system.
Yes.
It's rubbish toilet paper. You need to use double to make it like it's someone's
it's right. Or nothing though.
That well, yes. You know, I saw these
you would
people
choose nothing.
With trolleys full of like handy towels. You know, like all paper towels for your hands and tissue boxes as well. Like they had trolleys full of that. So people are trying all wipeable mediums at this point.
Mate, I'm happy with showering after the toilet if that's what
but
it got
when
to.
When do you have when like
our office has a shower.
I'd be pretty annoyed if every time, like, you were using the shower multiple times
I've got a friend who it's his thing. He washes after he does that number two.
I know someone as well. I think it's actually a sensory issue.
Can you look it up? It's either Pink or Katy Perry only uses wet wipes.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of people.
For everything. Yeah, but then you can't because you can't put them down the top. You can't flush them.
Yeah, well, it's there's that big issue. They were getting huge balls because they were all clugging together.
They're not Dorodangos.
Yeah, it was a little bit like
called,
a Dorodango.
What are they called? It's weird. They were underneath Fatbergs. Fatbergs.
Oh, yeah.
Fatberg
yeah.
dumplings?
No, look up Fatbergs. It is.
Yeah, it's like the amalgamation of a whole heap of gunk in your sink that
everything.
Blocks the spot, yeah.
It's not ideal.
It is Gronk equals Fatberg. Yeah. Like people who are just putting anything down the toilet.
Yeah.
And so were you just going to get, say, 15 roll? I don't even know. Like, do they come in like 12, 18?
Yeah, like, I'm not sure of all the different disbursement numbers. I haven't like paid heaps of attention, but I was just going to get like a small pack because we'd just literally run out.
Just dropped your lemon wedge.
It was just bad timing. Where'd it go? Oh,
no. On the ground.
Oh, okay. I've already dropped it.
Imagine if you were a sales rep for a toilet paper company. You have the boringest job ever until the last couple of weeks.
Like, a lot of banter.
People wouldn't be going, so tell me about how it is on the road as a toilet paper salesperson.
Well, how about this?
But now you'd be like...
And all the radio stations are calling them as well.
How much of the toilet paper that's getting used is for like just radio stations needing to do content?
Yeah.
So they're going, I saw Leon Shergren with like probably...
He was wheeling a trolley.
Yeah, wheeling a trolley of them for Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Yes.
But the prepping thing... I don't quite understand why people are going. Is the idea with the toilet paper just that we need that?
Yeah, I guess they're assuming, I'm getting into the mind of a doomsdayer. Uh-huh. I guess they're assuming that, you know, if it's locked down, what are the essentials? And apparently that's Panadol, toilet paper and nappies.
Okay. Panadol, toilet paper.
They seem to be the things that are going. So lots of Easter eggs left, so I've been taking full advantage of all the shelves full of that.
Are they on sale?
No, yeah, not on sale, just in stark contrast to like the tumbleweeds going through all the rest of the aisles. It's pointing me in the direction of chocolates. Mm. Maybe that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I do, because I was hearing Hamish was on Kennedy and Malloy and he was talking about how we don't know when a doomsday is actually going to happen. Like maybe this is the start. Like we're all like laughing and being like, oh, this is ridiculous. But it's not like, I guess that we assume that it's going to just one day all of a sudden start happening. Like we know that it's to prepare.
Oh, what you're saying is seeing people prepare for a doomsday is probably not the sign of doomsday. The doomsday happens and people are unprepared.
Well, no, we assume that that's how it happens.
What, people prep and then?
No, that it just all of a sudden it's like we know that shit's happening and so everyone's got to go there. But what's happening right now is like a pretty good signal in some ways that like if everyone else is doing it, like there is that sense of like, oh, maybe we should be doing.
I think you got to assume people are a bit more stupid.
Mm.
I feel
that's
like
what we're banking on, aren't we?
Well, we're laughing at the doomsdayers and they're laughing at us. But maybe they're doing one of those wild cackle laughs. So who's right and who's wrong, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
I even saw Ruru, who listens to the show, sent me her friend bought the domain name. AustralianToiletPaper.com.au.
That's something you'd do.
I know.
Well, you really like, can't.
No, no,
it's illegal though. She can't have it. .com.au. She doesn't have a business.
He then, the friend had his business, he did the business name registration, Australian Toilet Paper.
That's a great idea.
But is it? Like, I mean, because then you're in, then you're in the business.
It's as good as half the domain. It's actually better than most of the domains you've purchased.
I don't think it is.
The business one.
I think that you, it's playing into the hype right now. Which is like real, but
you can,
if you're 6 months
hard,
in,
though, like you can ride it.
They say when there's a gold rush, invest in shovels. So when there's a panic, invest in toilet
domains?
Paper.
No.
Domains.
That's
I don't know.
What's an example of that at the moment?
So like podcasting is a gold rush. Invest in the tools to make podcasts because there's going to be so many people like, help me, like me.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I wonder.
I think it's like invest in building podcast studios that people could work, record a podcast in.
Mm-hmm.
It's or like you're renting the shovel. We're renting out the space. Mm.
Apparently, there's on Gumtree, people are literally selling toilet rolls by the roll. I saw someone posted that.
Thousands of dollars. Yeah. They're trying to get
this.
Oh, really?
This is silly.
Is that a joke?
This is silly.
I mean,
it has to
20
be.
Grand for a.
Oh,
dozen.
Okay. I was seeing them for like $10 or something a roll. Yeah.
I feel like there's just other ways. Have a shower. So you've. You've brought in some toys.
It was an attempted content idea.
Mm-hmm. We love that's the whole show.
I was inspired by Andy Lee. Was it Andy Lee, I think, who said when you come to speak or when you come to be a guest, always think of what you can contribute, which I always thought of that anyway, but it just took it to the next level. Anyway, so I tried to make a Jenga tower and I thought in my mind I had this vision that we would all be laughing and I'd have this tower and we'd pull out the wires and we're like, oh, is it going to fall? And each one has a question on it. Mm-hmm. However, my kids stole this bag and ran away with it. I was so like, I had never felt the level of rage that I felt.
Really?
It was scary. Like I was unleashing my inner Josh about the kitchenette. It was like,
how has that become the standard? I'm a pretty calm guy.
You watch yourself back.
I think it's your thinly veiled rage that I can hear behind your voice. Yeah,
I get that.
So I was doing that. I was doing a Josh and searching through my house trying to find the pieces, and I haven't got enough for a whole tower. But I've got, you know.
Did you notice straight away the kids were doing it?
No, this is the thing. They're so crafty, aren't they? Because if there's a bit of quiet, you're kind of like, oh, this is nice. Mm. They stole it last night when I had my sister over for dinner.
What did they think they were doing?
They were just kind of like blocks, even though I'd said, hey, these blocks are for this, and I'd put them in my handbag on the bench.
So do you think that the mistake was telling them that the blocks were in the handbag on the bench?
They'd already asked about it. Otherwise, I never would have told them.
So they said, hey, mum, what's with the blocks?
Yeah. They're like, hey, did you buy me blocks? Which, you really? Know, fair enough. It's so sweet of them to assume.
Do they have, they don't have blocks?
They've got their own blocks. Okay. Look, this is another rant. Does anyone care? I don't know. They do have their own blocks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, other kids' toys are way better than their own. That's why.
Or other, their mum's toys are better.
Yeah. That's so annoying. Okay.
Yeah. And so anyway, so now I think instead of making a Jenga tower, we just shake the bag and pull out a block.
All right. I pull out a Jenga block.
Yeah.
It's
not
got a
as visually
on it?
Exciting for YouTube. Okay, yeah, they've got questions
maybe.
On them.
Great.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll steal one of these. I'm going blue because I
the
like blue.
The bacon stuff is delicious.
It is so good.
So am I reading
smoky?
Mm. Am I reading this out for you guys?
I think it's for you to answer.
For myself.
Your block, your question.
Something that made you think.
Nothing. Yeah. you have to go back a bit.
I think it's this is the first time I've thought in a while.
Yeah.
So whether it was a podcast you listened to, a book, a show, a guest you had on here.
And you're the pushback guy when it comes to thinking.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what. Smoking a joint last year.
Yeah.
Actually, no, on those cookies.
Oh, you were thinking on the edibles.
On those
edibles. That's really the last time you really thought was when you took illicit drugs.
It's not illicit. Is it illicit? Illicit
what
means
illicit
it's illegal.
Mean?
They weren't illegal drugs. They were in LA and we had the
legal in context.
The gummy, legal so it was all good.
Uh-huh.
But boy, I thought a bit that night.
Where did your brain go? I've never tried a drug. Tell me about your brain.
I've never tried a drug.
Yeah.
It's just THC, the drug, makes you.
What did it do to you though?
Yeah, I think for me it's like you get hyper. The weird thing is you start thinking a lot, but then you catch yourself thinking about how fast and how many thoughts you're having. Mm. And so it could be something as funny as like once there's so many versions. It's like I thought a million thoughts that day.
Well,
or something.
You and I were fighting.
Pretty standard.
Yeah. No, but I mean the thing is because it was meant to make us all happy and then Tommy, we were instructed to start with 10 milligram or there were 10 milligram gummies and they said start with five. So start with half. I took it 2 hours in, Tommy's laughing, 97's laughing. I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm like, I'm not feeling it. I was getting annoyed. I'm like, I'm not feeling it. And then Tommy's like, oh, I'm going to go to bed. And then I said,
that was like 2 hours.
And then I said, okay, can I
just that's because you said you were going to go.
No, well, the thing was because I said, can I have my other half? He's like, nah, you can't have your other half. And so then I cracked it and he hid the gummies. And then so I went to bed and FaceTimed Bree and I said, like, Tommy's being an asshole. And then I said to 97, I'm like, why is he getting to control my experience? And so then 97 went into Tommy's room and said, hey, Josh is really upset.
I can't believe that even relaying this, you don't see the absurdity in how stoned we all were.
I wasn't.
Like, for the fact you go and FaceTime Bree and say something like that about something as absurd as taking
drugs. I don't think
drugs.
It was that crazy though.
You'd usually do that though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would do.
After
I think
this,
I was,
you'll be doing it.
I think I was pretty, it was a pretty standard reaction. Do you think that I was high, Sevs?
Yeah, but you were talking to Bree so loud, like it was real obnoxious the way that you were talking because there was only a wall between you and Tommy, so Tommy could have heard all of it.
But that was maybe my mechanism. I'm like, how do I say how I feel?
And all of it pointed to the guy that's stoned but doesn't realize it.
Well, that's what you were saying, but I was saying you were more stoned than me. So you.
No, I'm stoned. I'm not the guy denying it.
Yeah. Do you feel like they're gaslighting you in terms of your drug use? Yeah, this is a particular type of gaslighting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, because it's the thing is, I ended up having 20 milligrams, and they said, you know, start at 5 or whatever.
So if you didn't feel it, but you were so rat shit the next day. You like you couldn't drive. Like I ended up driving.
It's because we went to bed after 10 o'clock. We were up half the night.
How wretched was he? Mason and I were out doing exercise, and you're still just pissed in bed off till at 12. You
because if I'd gotten the gun, and this is the thing, I don't like having to do this because I sound like a drug, like me, like being like, oh, I wanted more, and you're not giving it to me.
No, that's what they happened.
Give me my fix, Tommy.
And you should have like, seen it.
And the thing is, they point to things I do anyway. They're like, mate, if you're not stoned, how do you just finish the whole thing of ice cream? It's like,
that's me.
No,
I mean, we got footage. Have you watched it?
No, yeah, I haven't.
So we got
this.
The whole.
This, you can definitely see the shit you're doing.
I'm thinking he took a selfie and kissed footage.
He kissed Mr. 97.
Yeah,
the selfie. Gronk.
VIP
Gronk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
We can send the video out to VIP Gronks.
There's a photo up there. You even look stoned, dude. And that's when we were stoned.
I think there was a part of me which was like, because the person at the marijuana shop said you need to set your intentions.
Sounded very wistful.
And so I set my intention. I'm like, I'm not going to, because I know that I could. The first time I ever drank, I ended up in tears. And so I was like, okay, I don't want to do that again. And so I set my intentions, like, everything's great. It's all going to be good. Like, this is going to be fun.
You are strong. Yeah, you are beautiful. Sure,
yeah, this is going to be great. And then, but I can't control what the people around me do. So I felt like, that's where it went wrong. I think that if I had that experience on my own, it would have
stoned in isolation is way more fun.
Yeah, I think it would have been. And the thing was
that's a real drug addict.
No, but I was
leaning into it. Of my experience.
Well, I was leaning into it. Like the thing is that they're like, okay, if you were stoned, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Like
you put a box on your head.
I got a LaCroix box. I was like, you know what? I think the guys are stoned. I'm not stoned yet. So I'm going to go to the kitchen and I'm going to get a LaCroix box. I'm going to put it on my head and just pretend it's not there. And I'll see if that gets a good laugh. But that was me leaning in to...
No, when are you ever doing shit like that? When are you ever kissing 97?
It was on the cheek. And it was for a photo.
Yeah, but when are you doing that? You've never done that. My point is I don't know how you don't see that even where you thought you were in control... That was you being stoned.
But it was so low level.
Yeah, so you wanted to not be as conscious in that moment.
Yeah? I think I just wanted to...
You sound like you were very alert and aware.
Yeah, I think I just wanted to... I wanted to be laughing. I wasn't laughing enough.
Maybe it's like laughs, alcohol dude. Where your inhibitions come out and your inhibitions are a bit more sad.
Yeah, that's it. It's a bit of the limo thing, you know, just working out that the food makes you sad,
There was a lot of thinking.
A lot of roads lead to sad. Okay, so you thought then. And then you were thinking about your thinking because you were like, wow, there's
constantly.
A lot of
thoughts. I mean, I do that anyway, but it's just hyper thought. Once I was stoned and I was making peanut butter toast. Everything tastes better when you're stoned. Anyway, and I had the butter and it was like at my mum's house and it was a big slab of butter. And in my head, I was like, oh, this must be cold, like hard, rock hard. And I brushed my knife through it. And pressed hard into it to try and sort of get some leverage on that cold butter. And it wasn't cold butter and it just went straight down to the bottom. Mm. But it was so funny because then I realized and I just could not stop laughing at how I'd thought it was cold butter, but it was really room temperature butter that I cut through with a knife. Anyway.
So that's
like
insight
that.
Into a drug experience, hey?
Yeah.
Cool.
The uncontrollable laugh is great. If you can get an uncontrollable laugh, I got an uncontrollable laugh today.
Silence.
When I made you spit water out of your nose.
Can I tell that story?
Yeah, you can tell. It's fine.
So I said to, like, George has just this matter-of-fact way of, like, describing everything. Always got, like, a little story. And I said, George, we need you to learn how to upload all the show content because we don't know what, like, if Sevs gets sick or he gets hit by a bus. And then George said, funnily enough, the way I got my last job was the editor got hit by a car.
Funnily enough, hey?
Funnily enough.
Yeah.
And I was sipping my water.
Funnily enough.
And so
sometimes you got to make your opportunities happen, don't you, George?
But then the guy, but he's like, oh, yeah. It's like, well, how is he? He's like, oh, yeah, he's good. Like, he was off work for 3 months and, you know, a lot of physio and that sort of thing. But no, he's good.
He's good. He's back.
Oh, okay. And so it wasn't
he's not
fun.
Dead.
Okay.
No, yeah, no, he's not. So, yeah. But still okay. Full on.
He was full on. Yeah. But
I mean,
did you feel the pressure?
It's absurd. You're floating some, you know, it's like, oh, make sure you have clean underwear. Yeah. You might get hit by a bus.
Yeah, yeah.
You're sort of saying something like that. And he said, yeah, funnily enough.
Mm. Yeah.
My mate had shitty underwear and got hit by a bus. Yeah.
Well, it's almost like literal George, maybe. Like, he's just got, like, he's able to take something that could have just, like, it was just a comment.
Yep.
And just being able to connect it with an actual fact.
All right, time for another.
Okay. All right, go, Josh.
Lego.
Okay.
It's not
Jenga.
Lego. Jenga. What is it? What's the
Jenga?
Is this Duplo?
I call it a Jenga. Okay.
It's almost Jenga. Lego Jenga. Jenga.
Jenga.
It's
something you hate that everyone loves.
Oh, this is gonna be a long list.
I don't hate that many things, but.
I love how everyone's painting the picture of who you are, Josh. I don't know how everyone's doing this.
It's a daily show.
Something you hate that everyone loves. Yeah, heaps. Yeah, no, I just hate the expectation to
hate that everyone to loves. Like movies. You could say majority of people are into movies.
Like, I don't have time for all that, but I think like maybe just the paying for stuff at restaurants.
No, we don't love that.
I don't love that.
Nah. What do people love?
Going out. Bree's like, oh, we've just been invited to this festival on like March 20 something. And she's like, oh, you know, this song, like this, the Bernard.
Fanning.
What is,
oh, yeah. Is this a flashback concert?
Yeah, he was ex-Powderfinger, Bree said. If you look up Bernard
Fanning
Festival, so I'm going to that. But Bree was coming at it with like, this is so exciting. And I'm like, I'll do it. But I'm not excited. And so I think it's that festivals, anything that involves big groups of people, holidays with people outside of four people. If it's a bigger group, no.
Does that suffice, Leah?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I was also thinking, like, is there any trend that you, like, everyone's on board for it, but you're not really?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, definitely.
You're like,
yeah,
don't believe the hype. Like, oh, Beyonce, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, sure.
That kind of thing.
Heaps. No, you lean into the hype. But not even the like iPhones, you're like, yeah, all good. Yeah, it'd be more like Android users are more the people. Yeah. Anyone who uses a like, Pixel.
No, I appreciate it.
Feeling so targeted.
No, it's like most people go, you know, the basic bitch like myself and Josh are using iPhones. Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm. No, there would be heaps. Just give me a few seconds.
That's all right. I'll start rummaging.
Okay.
Can you do one for Sev?
Pick
one
for Sev.
No, you got it, Josh.
Okay, I enjoy playing in that space.
Okay, Mr. 97.
All right.
Okay, can I pick a different one? Because I want to answer this one. Okay. Something that has challenged you, Mr. 97.
Oh, yeah. Okay. no, I was at home last night and everyone in my family sort of jumped on the bandwagon in terms of giving me shit for not cleaning up at home. And so it was all prompted by the kitchenette episode. And so Mum brought it up. And so then Dad jumped in, Sam jumped in. And
I thought you would be a guy that did do that at home.
And that's what I was. And so.
Oh, what's happened?
But just like going to the gym late, I never get home, I never clean.
Oh, so now it's the people versus Mr. 97.
Yeah, and so it, I guess it sort of challenged my thinking because I was like, oh, yeah, I do that. I'm good at that, but.
Yeah. Did you get really upset? That's a
no, yes. No, it wasn't upset. It was more just like a wake up call to clean up more. Yeah.
Thought you were that guy, but you're not.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Let's be honest.
Can I do one for George?
Yeah.
Go on.
Just quickly, Jasna says she agrees with you about concerts and mass crowds.
Yeah, thanks, Jasna. Like, yeah.
Also, Rain Man Rory says we should get a TDTS B-Day.
Oh, yeah, like B-day. As in a birthday?
B-day.
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 Not a B-day.
A B-day.
B-day.
A B-day.
Yeah.
I've never actually used one.
Yeah, I have.
They're all across when Bree and I were traveling, but I just They don't want to have to deal with that negativity.
They're so accurate in Japan.
Really?
Oh, you're so accurate.
Yeah. You got your little bum on one?
Yeah. Because they got like the full remote next to you.
It sounds a bit frightening.
I would pay like, to see.
Like, is it controls? Like what?
Yeah. Yeah, you got different
intensity.
And, yeah. But it's like, it's
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Bang on. Yeah. I would pay to see footage of George's face the first time he used it. Like nothing else, just phase it.
Is it just like, do your ears ring? It's that accurate, you know?
Yeah. You sort of go,
it's like a sniper.
You're on the phone to the police.
Yeah, I've just been.
But it's all on the way.
A bit assaulted me. Yeah. Hey, Kogan have got them, $240 or something. We could get one for the office.
I don't know if we want one at the office. I think it's promoting too much. I think just do your twos at home.
That's not a workplace you can create.
What do you think, George?
Yeah, get one.
No, so you're a
workplace.
You think workplace dumps are fine?
I think we legally have to be.
I think I'm supportive of anyone who needs
dumps.
Yeah, anyone who needs to go to the toilet.
I'm going to step in as HR right now.
Well, you think that legally we have to?
Let him let it out.
I think so, yeah. I think you have to create an environment where people can take them.
I don't know if that's actually true.
We're a dumping environment.
It's in such an awkward spot here. It's right next to the studio. Pretty much in the studio.
Yeah, it's in the studio.
I think people lock everyone up.
We had a guest in earlier in the week, and like we finished the show, and then I just say to Sevza, just pump up some tunes, which sounds like I'm about to demolish it. So just get ready, everyone. You know, which is not true. Like I just needed. Like, I just think that I didn't even want the person to hear my stream because then but it just sets the expectation.
You're just assuming everyone's as awkward as you are about it, though.
Like, I think that it is. I think that George brought it up. And so that's
Sebs. No, but George doesn't care. He's the guy that likes to have a little cannon fire at his bum hole.
Do you not care? You don't care about it? Like,
about your stream.
About
your stream.
But do you think that creates a culture of taking a dump if it's so close to the studio?
Potentially. To be honest, I probably wouldn't.
He's relatively new. Maybe as you ease into it, then your bowels will ease.
Unless you've really got to go. I'd prefer to hold on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Or even go to like a
children.
I don't care if anyone else does it, but I just would probably try and hold on.
Actually, you're not children because children don't give a shit. They'll shit anywhere. It's tarnished adults you are.
No, I think we just have respect for our environment.
Absolutely not.
Like you. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
But this is a whole, we have to, it's not like, I don't know. I feel like with an office, you shouldn't have to open office windows and turn on fans and scrapes. In China, they've been doing the coronavirus, just spraying everywhere.
That's Glen 20.
Yeah. It's a nightmare. Yeah. You don't feel that, TJ?
It's how you continue the awkwardness of doing number two. So then the people that have problems, bowel issues, what are they meant to feel? The thing is we've developed such a bullshit view on using toilets.
Stop pretending like you're woke because you take a dump at the office.
Can we get that on a t-shirt?
That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. It's like I dump. So for everyone that has issues,
I dump therefore I'm woke.
It's like, yeah, it's. I think it's choose your wokeness. No, you choose your wokeness about the most stupid shit. And so this is one that I actually think.
So you are doing it. You are doing it as a. Like a service to the community.
No, I hadn't even thought about it like that. I'm literally just like, it is dumb how you give pushback on this. Yeah. It's like the I think it promotes the awkwardness by people doing what you're doing.
So you want us to, I don't do anything.
It doesn't matter. Caveman days, everyone's just shitting, just pissing, nude.
So that's the standard?
Think about the little tribes in Africa where women are nude, the dicks are out.
You've gone from woke.
Babies are shitting themselves. I think I'm probably more after having a baby. If there's more I'm wiping an ass. Leah's wiping three. It's four.
Three, but two out of three are now wiping their own ass. I can report.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. Good. 2 out of 3. All right, back to one. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, question for George.
Okay, George, just to change tact, what's your dream collaboration or collab?
Dream collab. Probably working with the Hamish and Andy show.
Oh, fuck. I was about to start clapping, but...
Is it the perfect holiday? I mean, you're obnoxious. You're wearing the perfect holiday jumper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who fucked up big time last week? Had to go to a wedding on the Friday that we had Hamish Blake in the studio. You could have, that could have been your collab. That could have been it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have been like, man, that cackle is great. Cackling George. Instead, you're trying to, you know, do 97's job in case he gets hit by a bus.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
But that's a good collab.
So
I feel like you're sad now. Are you sad? Am I being too hard on you? No.
You did really rapidly fire at him.
Are you okay? Seriously, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay. What do you love about them? Why would you want to collab? Like, what would be your dream project?
Fun environment.
How do you know?
Would you be able to take a dump there freely?
Yeah. Do you think you would?
Hey, what was that?
Would you feel you could toilet freely there with the Hamish and Andy show?
Bit looser than
that. Yeah, so you reckon there would be more supportive culture around shitting there? Is that what you're saying? Because I'd like to work there too if that's what we get.
I reckon it'd be interesting. It'd be fun. They're good people. They're making good TV shows.
Oh, so you'd want to be in there too. You can't do all of it though.
I'd probably prefer the TV stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so we've still got time to be here.
Podcast here.
Yeah.
And then the TV stuff, I'll go over there.
Perfect answer.
You don't get to
perfect holiday.
Right.
Real Stories was like my favourite show growing up.
Which one?
Real Stories.
Real Stories. That's the that was the Current Affair-esque.
Like
a long time ago.
Yeah.
People confuse like that with True Story. No, so there's True Story.
Okay, sorry.
And then there's Real Stories. And Real Stories is
It's a sketch show, but it's formatted like a current affairs show.
Cool.
So they all play different characters and stuff. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. That was the reason why I wanted to even start doing any of this stuff. Loved that.
There you go.
I'm so sad you missed Hamish.
Yeah, it's very upsetting, isn't it?
I've forgotten about it.
And then you also, did you speak to Ryan Shelton at the live event?
Nah, not really.
Oh, is it because it's a bit intimidating? Sure,
it's because he was holding onto a shit.
Too nervous. I can't go.
Doctor says we can't shit in public.
I'm so backed up.
So you shook his hand.
Yeah, it said, hey, that was about it.
What do you say when you see a celebrity in the wild? Because I saw Michelle Laurie at Coles the other day, different day to the toilet paper day, and I didn't know if I should approach her or not because, you know, you're doing your shopping. You don't just want the general public to be like, hey. Yeah.
What would you say?
That's what I thought. What would I say?
It has to be the caliber.
What do you mean?
Post Malone, the biggest he's the biggest celebrity in the world. Like he's the biggest rapper in the world. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I have to. How many chances am I in New York and Post Malone's just having a durry and he's there by himself? How many times? I just got straight up, oh my God, fucking Posty. A good chat. But like, I wouldn't do that to Grant Denyer. Or who else? Larry Ebner.
You wouldn't?
Nah, no way. I'm not Larry. Like I'd be more the guy that just is like Larry. Okay.
So maybe you do that, but then is that weird for someone like
walking Michelle. I mean, you should probably appreciate. They get that they have attention around them. So, hey, Michelle, love your work. That's it. That's nice.
That's
love
what
your
I
work.
Wanted to say, and it seems too intense to be like, hey, Michelle, see you're buying Canton curry there.
Was she?
No, it's not an exclusive. It was that aisle.
What was it?
I don't know exactly what she was like. I actually saw her in a few aisles, and I kept having that emotion of, we're in the same aisle again. Should I say something? Because I really do love her as a
broadcaster. Did you think about what you would
broadcaster.
Say?
I thought I would say, you know, I think you're a fantastic broadcaster, but then that seems so cringy and she would just be like, I just want to buy my stuff and get out of here.
I don't think she would say that. Like, you'd have to be a real asshole for that to be your response, don't you think?
I don't know. Because as well, when you're doing like a task, maybe you don't want.
Yeah. George, I feel like you'd be the type of guy to, I guess you shook Ryan's hand.
It depends on what your intentions are, I reckon. Like, I've got no interest in getting photos with celebrities. At all.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But, you're arrogant.
And I wouldn't just go up and say hi to anyone. If I, like, the only people I'd do it to are the ones that I actually like.
And so, what's the list?
I want to say, like, thanks for entertaining me.
And so, what's the list?
Say. Well, probably those guys.
Yeah.
And,
but these are, so who would you break it for?
Because
who, if you were what? In it, break that thought of, I'm not going to go up to somebody?
Well, he would do. Those people.
But I don't know the people that actually had an influence on me. Like, I don't care about, like, other
Postie.
Postie, I would have left.
Do you like Post Malone?
Oh, I enjoy some of his songs, but
I fucking love his
stuff. If you love him, then great.
Yeah.
Who would I break it for? But I don't know. Obama, maybe?
Just in a chicken shop.
Wait, so Obama, that's an example of someone that...
That was just the first thing that came to mind.
But he hasn't influenced you much, see the value.
Cool bloke.
Yeah.
But, I mean... Oh.
I feel like Harry and Meghan, everyone would break composure, like, wouldn't they, at the moment?
This is small, maybe. Like not other people around. It's intimate, like it's just an opportune situation. So you just
lobby at a very boutique hotel.
Actually, Chris Lilley, I would do it too as well.
Really? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I've done it before.
He'd run off though. Have you done it to him?
Yeah.
What did he do?
It's great. Because, in Byron, the shop that my mum owns used to have an ABC section in it.
Oh, great.
An ABC centre. We saw him out and I love Chris Lilley. But I've always heard that don't go up to him. He's a bit of a princess and I was like, okay, I don't want to talk to him in case he ruins what I think of him. Mm-hmm. And he was the nicest guy.
Really?
Came up to him. I said, come to the shop in the morning. We got an ABC centre, give you free coffee.
You said this to him?
Yeah.
And he did a sell.
I said, if you come down to the shop in the morning.
Just go from the start. So, Chris, what's Chris doing?
He's just at a pub. He's at the beach.
And so you just saw him just out of nowhere? Or you knew he was going to be at the pub?
No, he was there.
Okay. And you were there?
And we were there.
Were you drinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
how many schooners in?
I don't know.
Six?
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to do it, And I was like, nah, going to do it. Went up to him. Me and my sister, we said, hey, come to the shop in the morning if you want. We'll give you free breakfast and whatever. And he's like, oh, great, thanks. And then he turned up in the morning and we gave him a coffee and he signed a bunch of DVDs and stuff. And he was the nicest guy, took photos. Great.
That's nice.
Clearly he didn't need the free – he wasn't doing it for the free breakfast, was he?
He was.
Was he really? You think he was doing it for the free?
I think
he pay for his breakfast?
Yeah, he did.
He did. So there you go. Yeah. I love that you don't lead, but that was probably a big part. He's probably screaming.
We're all thinking he was a bit scabby.
Yeah. And so he paid for it. Do you remember what he ate?
He actually just had a little cookie and a coffee.
So he was. So he was just being nice.
He was just being nice. He was just.
That's nice.
Oh, my DVDs are down there. Maybe I should go visit.
And so then you you were there waiting for him.
Yeah, I was working. It was good.
Best day of George's life.
And did you get a photo though?
I can't remember, actually.
You didn't?
I did. I don't think I was in a photo. Oh, no, I did. At the pub I did, but not at the bookshop. Yeah.
Okay, so that's good.
So we did get a photo in the end.
Yeah, it seems like autographs are a bit old school.
Redundant.
Yeah.
It's more the selfie.
Well, Billie
it's
Eilish all doesn't selfie. Do autographs anymore.
No, it's all selfies. It's all selfies.
Yeah, anyway.
All right.
Okay. This one?
Yeah.
Okay, favourite presenter for me? Easy. Yeah. Ben Fordham.
Oh, yeah, Ben. He's great.
Fordham. I feel like there's not... Doesn't seem to be anyone else as constantly fun.
Yeah.
And supportive of other people's work.
Oh, he's the people's presenter.
Yeah.
Ooh, and he's
amazing.
Have you ever watched his live video on the 2GB website?
No.
So you can actually watch him do the show live and it's the best thing because it's just.
He's up and about.
He's always got great posture. He's like this. He's shirt always on. Got like a shirt.
Nice white shirt.
Yeah. Like a nice with a collar. And he's just like. Now, we're getting reports of something that's just happened at Martin Place. That sort of thing.
That took things really dark.
Well, no, something bad. Like it turns out it was
he's covered it all.
Like the shooting.
No, Lind Cafe.
I was watching Josh who's at the Lind Cafe. Mate, what's going on in there?
Yeah, mate, what are you saying? You know? But he's very good at that sort of thing.
He brings a level of professionalism that we couldn't ever bring.
Exactly. As we've seen.
And he seems to also have his whole neighborhood employed with all of his little odd jobs and things. And he's like, that is amazing.
He did an Instagram story of six kids on a trampoline. I was like, is this a staff meeting? He said, mate, they formed a union.
Yeah, they get RDOs.
Yeah, no, that was a good one. He's going to be in Melbourne. We'll have him on the show
at
the end of this month.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because there's all the Ninja Warrior stuff, I think. Mm. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, another season of Ninja Warrior. Yeah.
Is that announced?
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, and the other one I like is Rachel Corbett. Do you know Rachel Corbett?
Oh, yeah.
She's on the project.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to watch the project. No.
But she's also an amazing podcaster.
Did she
she's
just great. Leave? I think I saw on her Instagram she left Mamma Mia.
Has she?
Just yesterday was her last day.
I'm out of the loop.
I wonder what she's doing. But she's got pod school. Is that?
Got pod school. Yeah. No, great. I love her.
We should get her on.
She's great. She's very hilarious.
I wonder what she's doing now.
Yeah. All right, to finish this off, maybe we just do rapid fire so that your handwriting on these Lego blocks, these.
They're not Lego.
Yeah, they look like, I mean, they're plastic.
They're, what's it called? Jenga.
Okay. Plastic blocks.
Read, watch, and listen recommendations. So you can choose one.
Okay. Tiny Habits, which is the book for this month's
Altered
Book Club.
Altered Carbon to watch.
Yes.
Oh, really?
It's what's that? It's really good. Think a new modern Matrix.
Okay. I'm going to have to do a watch as well because I watched like one of the best stand-up comedies on Netflix. It's called Quarter Life Crisis. Taylor Tomlinson, I think her name is.
Yeah.
25 years old. So hilarious, I cried laughing.
She been on Joe Rogan maybe. I think I saw her. Yeah, I saw her.
This is not a rapid round then.
Okay, sorry. One more?
Yep.
Rapid round. We can get through them all.
Rapid, okay.
But we'll just go hard.
Favorite cafe?
The one that we got these from.
Birdcage Cafe?
Yeah, I like it. I'm digging this. But I also love in
Heritage Wall.
Heritage Wall
and AU79.
Camberwell and AU79.
Celebrity crush?
I don't know, actually.
I'm trying to think of a man that I really like.
What about a woman?
I mean, on the...
Love Tato.
Oh, yeah.
Mate. All right.
No, that's fair.
What's the guy's name? There's a bit of a man crush on, like, Danny Jr., like, in Iron Man.
Robert Danny Jr. Yeah,
he's the persona that he has in that film. Mm-hmm. Love
it. Who's your celebrity crush, George?
I can't think. Probably
Hamish Blake.
I mean, Billie Eilish is a bit young, isn't she?
She's 18 now. Yeah. She's 18 now.
She's 18 now. Dodge. You should never have to say she's 18 now. You don't know, you've gone too far. And then she's very mature and doesn't look 18 as well.
Right, the guns are just
it's even worse.
He's trying to help him out.
She's 18, not mate. She's mature.
Okay, can we change? I would say mine is Taylor Hanson. I've loved him since I was like 9 years old.
Oh, yeah,
Taylor
Hanson. That's a good one from the Hanson. Yeah. From Hanson.
I would die. Yeah.
That's a good one. Actually,
last one. All right. Speed round.
The Pussycat Dolls. Oh, the
Nicole Scherzinger.
No, the blonde gem. Queen Gronk and I were talking about the blonde woman in Pussycat Dolls. She's.
This is not your leave pass, mate. It's your celebrity crush.
No, that's fine. I think we can lock that in. Mr. 97.
If you don't know her name, all you know her is the blonde Pussycat Doll.
And you're just sort of like doing the gesture of her body. She has a body. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, last one, Leah.
Okay. Last one.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Something you've learned from a Daily Talk Show guest.
From a guest.
I always go back to Michael Bungay Stania. His questions and like coaching, like getting into like the posture of coaching, I feel like I use it every single day. I'm thinking about it every single day. Mm. So that's probably the biggest impact.
Seth Godin, I asked him about kids and devices, and it was around like restrict their usage as long as possible, not with the idea that that's forever, but just they will pick it up anyway. So it's like and it's probably like 1 to 2.5 is, but when they get 2.5, they go psycho. But before that, it's like they don't know, so they don't need to, and then they will pick it up as long as possible. Also, they're going to work it out at school, right?
Like the 10,000 hour thing with Joe Stanley. I just thought like when she came into the studio, she was so good at involving 97 and all that sort of stuff. I just thought that it showed how when you do something for a long time, like you just, you know, they talk about like natural talent or whatever. You can see that just her doing it for so long, she can just come in and be like world class.
Season pro.
Yeah.
She was electric.
Yeah.
I think mine was Hamish, how he talked about how his son started school and just the process of that whole thing and how like it's okay to take that time to support them and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I felt that was quite.
Yeah. Down ball, was down ball big at the school that you
down ball's really happening.
Really?
Yeah.
More than two and four square?
No, they're happening as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say that four square and two square are more popular. Is that fair to say?
I think that is fair to say. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. How do you know this, Josh?
Huh? No, well, just because in school, I just know from school days, and I think that down ball seems like an inferior sport because you need a wall, Whereas with the two square and four square, it's actually way easier because all you need is the ball.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks.
You're gonna say
thanks.
It.
Well, I was going to say, and a few
you also need
in
another
pavement.
Person.
Yeah, another for, person.
Yeah, yeah.
Two and four square. So wall's easier.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, the next day after Hamish was on, he texted TJ and I kid in Geelong just against a 40 winks
store,
wall.
Yeah.
Just doing a bit of down ball.
It was great. So he's probably like, waiting for mum and dad inside doing some shopping and he's just
playing. I could actually get behind.
Great hand-eye coordination.
And actually, I could enjoy that. Mm. I just feel like that would be good
if
for
you
my scats
studio,
as well.
Good.
Yeah,
good
it'd be very noisy. All right. Is that it?
That's it. We're done.
Leah, thank you so much for coming on again.
Pleasure. Thanks for
so
having
do you
me.
Know what the next, like if people want to follow along, should they be going to your current podcast? Or
yeah, you can look up your podcast present and there'll be, there's 10 episodes now. There'll be 12 by the next couple of months. You'll hear Josh on there, hopefully.
Is that April, did you say we're doing that?
Yeah,
is that,
yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Perfect. For creative innovators.
Yeah, lovely. Awesome. Thank you. I'm going to have my OJ.
Me.
Right. It's a daily talk show. Remember, we're giving away free stickers. You just have to join the VIP Gronk sort of club. We call it a club. It's not really a club. It's a
squad.
Program.
Become a VIP Gronk.
Yeah. Become a VIP Gronk. Go to thedailytalkshow.com/Gronks. Fill out your details. And if you do it before March 13, you do get those free stickers. So there you go. All right. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.